This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Game five tomorrow night. Interesting, we were just talking about Josh Naylor during the break. Anyway, game five coming up tomorrow night. 216-474-0092. What a day yesterday was. Guys, this had, and hey, we're not technically out of the woods yet. There's a game five. This had the makings of maybe the worst sports week that I could think of in a long time. Because think of it, guys. Like your football team, this is starting to become just an experiment to see whether or not the quarterback has anything at all in the tank whatsoever. And we are throwing up crazy ideas against the room. Lime and I are at odds, almost bickering with each other. I could sense a fight coming when you sent me Bill Simmons' audio, and I'm just sitting there going, any of us could say that. Any caller could say that. It wasn't even Bill Simmons. Because I was getting frustrated going, oh, yeah, Mike Vrabel will be the head coach of the Browns. You think Mike Vrabel sees any of this and wants to be a part of that? Hell no. He just left something like that. He just got fired from something like that. He don't want to deal with any of that. And see, like, I start the complaint already about the team that is supposed to play on Sunday when I got a team that's playing tomorrow night. I'm going, man, this could have been one of the worst weeks ever. And it still possibly could be because we do have Saturday and Sunday coming around. But, man, last night was awesome. It was awesome last night.
You feel like a new lease on life. Like, when you win a game like that and then you add to it with the theatrics, the incredible safety squeeze to just add to it, and then Clase comes in, dominates. You got a Jose Ramirez home run, and Kwan is basically getting on base, it seems like, in every at-bat. Fry is heroic. Like, when that stuff starts to happen, do you allow yourself to get really crazy about all this, or are you kind of on pins and needles for tomorrow night knowing who you're going up against?
I'm excited right now because it's 7 in the morning after they won the game. I will be on pins and needles tomorrow night.
It's going to be a long-ass day on Saturday.
I do not wish this. I know it's a primetime game, and it should be a primetime game. Guys, you got to be with me on this. I wish they were playing at 1 o'clock tomorrow. I hate waiting around all day long. I hate this. I really wish the Royals would have won last night. I really do, because then it would have put us in the afternoon, and I would have known, and we would have been here earlier.
So instead it pushes this to 8:08. At least, I'll tell you one thing. At least we're not worrying about shadows and sun. That's been a huge factor in these early games, over there, especially the Cleveland games, the first game in Detroit. We're just going to get normal baseball under the lights now.
216-474-0092. I want to get to some of you guys coming up here in just a moment. Stephen Vogt, this has been when they were down 3-2, it was a comedy of errors for people in this series. And I was looking at my phone, and I was trying not to react to people on my phone because there were plenty of people going, this series is over. They suck. They're terrible. Well, it is baseball, guys, and I learned my lesson a long time ago. To react negatively in real time is always going to bite you in the ass when it comes to baseball. Hell, there are people still giving me guff over questioning Jose Ramirez and just wanting him to do better yesterday, and then he hit the home run. You always get a second chance at baseball. Dad always said. And last night, watching all this play out, there were so many things where I finally threw my hands up, Anthony. I go, can he just get lucky? Can he just, like, the Hunter Gaddis stuff, and then he brings out Tim Herron. I'm going, man, this guy already doesn't have, like, the first pitch he threw, I go, I'm already uncomfortable with him. Get him the hell out of there. And I'm thinking, can he just get lucky with a decision? And yet we played the audio of David Fry when Stephen Vogt comes up there and says, hey, can you put down a bunt? And you mentioned it yourself. If they lose that game last night and they're out of the postseason after this run, he seems like a deranged, psychotic, panicked, desperate man.
Desperate, yes.
Trying to find anything he can to extend the lead.
Might have been desperate. I mean,
and may very well have been all those things.
He had seen his lineup be befuddled for 20 innings, and he had seen his best player just frustration around every turn.
When I got David Fry saying he hasn't laid down a bunt high school, and he lays down not just any bunt, basically a stones on perfect bunt to bring home Brian Rocchio. I'm okay with saying, hey, got a little bit of luck went a long way. David Fry, who can't play catcher right now because of that arm, who comes up and pinch hits, who puts us ahead with the home run, who then lays down not just any bunt, the perfect bunt. I go, man, it's finally about time. Stephen Vogt's been a good manager all year long. Yes, A.J. Hinch is a better, more experienced manager. That is not a knock on Stephen Fry. Hopefully someday, Stephen Fry 10 years from now, or Stephen Vogt 10 years from now, will be the manager for the Cleveland Guardians, and he will be in that position where he's the one pressing all the right buttons, and it looks like he's manipulating the other manager. I can hope and pray. I'm going, man, can we just get one thing to go our effing way one moment? Just please, please, can I get one decision that he makes that doesn't come back and ends up being horrific for us that we all just get mad for? And last night, finally, it happened. So for Stephen Vogt, I feel great for him after that. And we got a game 5 coming up, and anything can happen on Saturday, and he could end up looking like the biggest idiot in the world again. I got all that. But damn it, I was very happy for him being able to do that. Vogt spoke about it yesterday and did speak.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Speak about David Fry coming up in the big moment.
David has been very good versus right-handed pitching, and Bo Brisky's pitched really well against us all year. But for us in that moment, we wanted to get the matchup. David Fry's one of the best baseball players in this league. He's just a baseball player. He pinch hit off the bench, home run, gets a safety squeeze down, game on the line. Just can't say enough about what David has meant to us this year.
A legitimate all-star. I know that he cooled off in the second half. We were all critical of it. I think that there's, again, an injury that they don't really talk about injuries over there at the corner of Carnegie and Ontario, but I mean, he's not catching for a reason, and since he adds offense to it, like Hedges is great at calling a game. Bo Naylor, I think, is just kind of up there guessing in both behind the dish and at the plate.
Oh, yeah.
With David Fry, he could do so much more, but he's doing as much as he can. And I have to commend him for it, and I have to commend Stephen Vogt for putting him in that position. 216-474-0092. Shannon in Charlotte, North Carolina, listening on the free Odyssey app. Go ahead, Shannon.
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. That game last night was awesome, and if you watched it, it kind of echoed Major League. When Clase came in and struck out that last Tigers batter with 101 on the gun, it was just like Wild Thing coming in and striking out Clue Hayward. And then the only thing missing from the squeeze last night was David Fry doing the point to the bleachers and then laying down the bunt. But it was an almost exact echo of the end of Major League.
Well, hopefully it ends better, because remember that they said when they came back in Major League 2 that the White Sox had swept them out of the American League Championship Series. I'm like, oh, come on. You don't need to throw that at. Shannon, thank you very much for the call. I think you're dead on about that. Let me get to Anthony in Cleveland Heights. Anthony, good morning.
Hey, guys. So, I don't know if you mentioned it, but one of the baseball playoffs are so great. Fry was one of the guys who grounded into a double play in game 2.
That's true.
In Cleveland.
That's true, yes.
So it was just great to see him hit the home run, and and the squeeze, as you indicated. You know, there was a seventh inning play by Rocchio. Meadows hit it, and it could have been problematic because it was in a no man's land in short left field. That I thought, you know, he called up Ramirez, and that would have been, that could have been fraught with trouble. So that was an unsung play. And then, you know what? The other thing I'll throw out is Gattis and Cade back to back like that, or it was Cade and Gattis, is tough for them because Cade pounds the strike zone. And they couldn't catch up to that. And then if you notice, Gattis, he pitched extremely well because his pitches were all around the edges for the most part. I mean, he had the one walk, but that's going to happen when you're pitching the edges. So that is a tough back-to-back for Tigers hitters to go.
Let me ask you this. Did you believe that Herron should have came out before Gattis? And Gattis should have set it up.
Herron's a bit of a problem. His pitches were flat. That's why I don't think he got much leash last night, because he was not looking good, I don't think. That's my opinion. I'd like to know what the experts say, you know, today. But to me, his pitches were like, they were teeing up on him, I thought. And they didn't have, the other thing is he had no whiffs. There were no whiffs in his seven pitches, which is not a good sign. The last thing I'll say is, here's the thing. So I listen or watch to probably 160 games this year. The Guardians are my favorite team. If somebody would have told me before the season started, Bieber would be out immediately, McKenzie would go to the minors, Logan Anglin would go to the minors, three of your pitchers are going to be Matt Boyd, Ben Lively, and Alex Cobb. You're going to win 92 games. You're going to win the division, and game five of the ALDS is going to be at home. Would you take that regardless of the result?
Yes.
No sane person would say no. So the result Saturday, I don't want to say it doesn't matter, but we getting what we wanted, period. So whatever happens Saturday happens. Go there, be loud, and be a Guardians fan. And if it doesn't break our way, there's always next year.
That's why I like taking calls, because they always get us into topics. Thank you very much for the call. I don't want to ask it now because I'm still basking in the glow, but you know what I'm thinking for like later on today, and maybe at 8:20, maybe at 8:45. What they would have to do on Saturday to make it considered to be magical, to make it considered to be great. Would they have to do something like that? I don't know. Don't answer it yet. It's still too early. I don't want to answer that yet. Let me get back to the phones here. Peter in Perrysburg. Go ahead. Got to go quick, but go ahead.
Oh, how exciting was that game? When David Fry hit that home run, I jumped off of my chair and yelled so loud that my neighbor texted me and told me I woke up his baby. Like, it was... And I told him to kick rocks. He's a Chiefs fan. I've heard him yell through the wall. Like, so that was so exciting. And everyone was so negative and so dour after game three. And, like, I get it, but, like, the season wasn't over, guys. I had to keep tweeting people links to Lenny Kravitz, "It Ain't Over Till It's Over," because it's like, we still got games. We got to play. We got to fight. And now we're coming home. It's going to be super loud. The game's at 8, so hopefully my older parents maybe slide me the tickets, because 8 o'clock's a little past their bedtime. But, man, that place is going to be rocking, and downtown Cleveland is going to be drunk all day on Saturday.
Hopefully.
And I'm so jealous.
And safely.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.